welcome. Our drummer is Rob. I'm your host, Ian. And this is, what the hell are we calling this? The show formerly known as Shenanigans? No.
The Happy Movie Box Office. I don't know.
Retrograde Diversions. And this is the review of movies coming out for the week of April 11th, I believe. Yeah. Coming in top, April 4th was 21, followed by Nim's Island. Are we just going to go with the fact that family movies are almost always going to do well?
Well, we didn't pick one last week, so.
No.
And 21 is back up at the top because there's nothing that came out that was worthwhile.
Exactly. Leatherheads, which came in number 3, really kind of bombed. I don't know. I thought I was going to do a little bit better, but we also talked about the fact that it could be one of those movies that just completely flops. Man, it looks like it kind of did that. Coming in number 4, Horton Hears a Who.
A who?
Grossing $131 million. That's not bad. Right, Rob?
Yeah. It's been in there for 4 weeks now? Or 3 weeks?
Three so far. Number 5, The Ruins, which I think came out last week.
Yeah.
Followed by a superhero movie, Meet the Browns. Drillbit Taylor. Shudder. And number 10, 10,000 BC. That's been out for like ever, man.
I don't know how the hell that's still in there, but
probably because there's just nothing there. Like, well, it'll get bumped off this week or next week, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, doesn't.
So what's coming out this week?
Well, let's see. First one is Street Kings. Tom Ludlow is a veteran LAPD cop who finds life difficult to navigate after the death of his wife. Cliche. When evidence implicates him in the execution of a fellow officer, he is forced to go up against the cop culture he's been part of his entire career, ultimately leading him to question the loyalties of everyone around him. So this is basically a typical police movie, like Miami Vice
meets
Training Day.
Well,
it's the same writer did Training Day.
Yeah, but it's with Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves and Forest Whitaker and Hugh Laurie.
Yeah,
and Common, a rapper who I think Training Day had a few rappers at Ice. No, wait, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, good, that one. Good job.
It's rated R too.
Well, that won't get number one, will it?
Nope.
We've learned that. Unless it's Terminator, Predator, or Aliens.
Yes, that's true.
But not Aliens and Predator combined. Hey, that's coming out soon on DVD.
What?
AVP
Requiem. Yeah. What the hell does that even have to do with Aliens and that?
Look, I'll tell you. It's a lot better than the first.
A song for the dead or whatever, Remembrance.
Yeah. But hey, anything with Keanu Reeves has got to be good, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. What was he in last?
Probably Constantine. No.
Oh, The Lake House.
Oh, God, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
That one girl, Sandra Bullock, was in that. It's the last time I started.
She was?
Speed, I think so.
God damn it.
Yeah.
How do you even
reunited again. Speed 2, or no, Speed 3, The Lake House.
With Christopher Plummer. I always liked him better as a Klingon in Star Trek VI. At least there he got to kill something.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Christopher Plummer was in Star Trek VI. Then Discovered Country. As a Klingon. General Chang, I believe it is. You know what?
Fuck nerd. I have no idea. I don't think I've ever seen...
Next movie up, is The Visitor, with a limited release.
Thank God.
Starring Richard Jenkins, Haas... Sleeman? Shit.
I just wrote No Name Cast.
No Name Cast.
That's cool.
The plot. A college professor, Walter Vale, travels to New York to attend a conference and finds a young couple, a Syrian guy, and a
Senegalese
woman living in his apartment he keeps there. The surprise leads to unexpected friendships and a much-needed new lease on life for Vale. Looks like a really good movie, but looks really cliched as well. Like, you know where it's going to go, just based off the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer just basically told you the whole movie, so.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if there was any kind of twist in there.
That he's an actual terrorist or something?
Well, that'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. I was thinking one of them dies or something.
I don't think everyone's going to die.
Hey, look, just go with it. All right.
All right. Well, let's move on to Hollywood's next pretentious movie, Smart People. When Dr. Janet Hartigan, played by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Horse face.
I thought you said mule face.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think horse is a little bit more nicer looking than a mule.
Donkey.
All right, so when Dr. Janet Hartigan agrees to look after her injured former professor, played by Dennis Quaid, little does she know she will soon have to contend with his clumsy affections, the attitude of his young Republican daughter, Ellen Page, who was just in Juno, and a sudden arrival of Lawrence's good-for-nothing adopted brother, Martin Lawrence. I mean, Thomas Hayden Church. Yeah, so I saw the preview and it looked really obnoxious. That's all I can think of the entire time.
If Ellen...
It's going to be one of those feel-good, like, oh, I just learned something, like Sinbad coming to your house in that movie's House Guest.
Oh, God.
Teaching everybody lessons in life because he's wild. And
what about
there.
Bob?
Yeah, what about Bob? That's another good one.
You know, the thing is, Dennis Quaid's a pretty damn good actor. But I don't think...
Especially Enemy Mine. That's great.
I don't think Sarah Jessica Parker has proved anything other than that. I don't know.
Yeah, what's the next movie she's going to be in?
Sex in the City.
Oh, my God.
That's coming out soon in the summertime. But, I mean, all the girls, women, think she's attractive looking. I'd say if she took off her clothes, her tits would go down to her knees because there just must be flapjacks. She just has such an ugly body.
I've never seen her naked, so...
No, you can just tell, like, just watching her walk around, like, in scenes, it looks like an old woman, except you just pulled back the skin on her, you know, so it, like, tightens up in the back.
What has she been in recently?
No, it's just, like, Sex in the City.
Oh,
like,
so you watch Sex in the City?
Jen does.
Oh.
And then I have to.
I understand.
But, yeah... Let's just move on to our next great movie called
Prom Night. So either it brings back warm memories or a little too close to home.
If you're a serial killer or the victim of a serial killer, this movie will appeal to you.
Yeah.
Right in time for the prom season.
It's actually, they say it's not a remake, but it has the same name as a movie in the 80s that sucked. There's a horror movie too.
Really?
And plot is, I guess, pretty much the same. A group of high school students are stalked on the prom night by a vengeful killer who years ago witnessed the same kids cause a young girl's accidental death. Boring.
Well, I mean, through the trailer you get the idea that this killer is infatuated, obsessed with one of the girls he's been stalking, watching, whatever. And,
Looks like it's going to be really boring, and it's going to just kind of blink out.
These things... You know, I find that probably the best horror movie recently, I thought, was our 30 Days of Night.
Yeah, because it had good gore in there.
It did, and it just was straight to the point. Granted, most horror movies are, but I don't know. I really liked that.
Most of these are kind of like teen action heartthrobs.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, what do we do? And they have their own relationships. And yeah.
Okay. Another movie we considered in the past over was Young at Heart. And just to give a
Young ampersand heart. Like an email address. Young at Heart. And we did not see the trailer for this. I guess you want to explain why?
Because it's based on senior citizens who try to perform classic rock / pop songs. And I'm sorry, but... You know, Young at Heart. They don't even know how to send fucking email, so why do you put it in there?
Yeah, I think they just did a documentary about them called Shine a Light, directed by Martin Scorsese, featuring Rolling Stones. So, I guess it's like part two.
Rolling Stones meets...
Young at Heart.
I was thinking Rolling Stones meets Assisted Living. I wonder if anyone dies in this movie. I wonder if, like, they're all singing in the middle of it, like, oh no, he's having a heart attack, and they come closer together performing rock because it's what they love.
Yeah.
Good. I'm sorry. They should end every performance just like Jimi Hendrix. Burn the fucking guitar, trash it on stage, and just throw it out at people.
And then everyone has a heart attack, and that's how it ends. Finn.
So the message boards have been amazing film.
That was probably written by
but she's dead
Keith
now.
Richards.
Well, I was incredibly high while watching this.
It was great.
Thanks, Rich. Okay. Next movie. Chaos Theory.
Limited release. Frank Allen, played by Ryan Reynolds, is a noted author on the art of living efficiently, but when his wife, Emily Mortimer, who's not really that attractive. Well, maybe. I don't know. I saw pictures. Yeah, I thought she was.
She needs to eat something.
I'll feed her something. I meant carrots. Carrots.
Yes.
I'll feed her some carrots. Or wait, this may be something less phallic symbolized. Maybe a banana. I mean, a cucumber. No, not a cucumber. Maybe a watermelon.
How about a meat and potatoes?
Meat and potato pie.
Sausage.
And two kiwis.
Bratwurst. Okay.
So, when his wife covertly adds an extra 10 minutes to his day, Frank's schedule, which he adheres to via a series of timetables and index cards, is thrown into chaos. That's really got the movie. Can a meticulously arranged guy learn to live in the moment? Now, if that's what you're going to base your entire movie off of, can a meticulously arranged guy learn to live in the moment? We can just go back to Smart People, where Dennis Quaid is, the whole life is thrown into shambles. So,
You know, I actually, the first movie I really noticed Ryan Reynolds was actually Blade 3, because I used to watch.
I saw that this past weekend.
Really?
So bad.
Did you like any of the Blades?
I think the second one was a little bit better because it's more darker.
I did like the second one.
The special effects were a lot better, too. The third one is just terrible.
I kind of like the Dracula character in the third one. His actual shape.
Oh.
But anyways, his smart-ass role in that, I think, plays him perfectly. I don't know why. He just seems like the kind of guy who would fit in that smart-ass role.
That's kind of all his characters, isn't it?
Except for this one.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Well, Emily Mortimer. Yeah, we talked Stuart Townsend, which I last seen in Queen of the Damned. And he's a pretty good looking actor. Not bad. Kind of a nice looking guy.
I'd date him.
I'd do it.
Ryan Reynolds would.
Yeah.
Co-star with him. So that's gotta mean something.
I don't know. I'd be interested to see how it does. Like, I think this has potential to be a funny movie, but
one of those heartwarming movies?
I think it would try to double as that, and I don't think I'd like that. I just want something that maybe just acts like a jackass the whole time. Anyways, so... Well, the last movie. Bra Boys. Director Sonny Abberton and...
Macario de Souza.
Wow. And really the only person in this who you recognize is Russell Crowe, who narrates it. And basically, it's a documentary about the cultural evolution of the Sydney beachside suburban of Maroubra.
Maroubra.
And the social struggle faced by a surfer gang known as the Bra Boys. And you get the impression that they're convicted of some crimes, but as I said, what do you expect from an island that was formerly colonized by the convicts sent away from Britain?
Exactly, and the previews didn't really give it too much. And plus, they said in the trailer that this could be a soon it's gonna be a feature length movie.
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
So they're advertising for a movie that they're gonna make based off of that. So.
Oh, I see. So they're just. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, like in 21, where they already had a documentary about it.
They should make a Bra Boys Part 2 where Russell Crowe just fights the whole fucking world, because that's what he seems to do every Friday night at a bar.
Yeah, when he gets loaded. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Yeah, good job. Well, who are you going to pick to be... Now, this isn't really fair, but we can pick... You know, I'm just going to say, I think 21 is going to come in again at the box office. Number one. Even though I think it might be near its end, but I'll go if it's the only thing really out there.
I'm gonna stick with the tradition of picking the newer movies. So I'm gonna say Prom Night, because it's a horror movie. It's PG-13 and it's not limited release and it's not rated R.
It might not be a bad call. Well, you know,
I don't think it's gonna grab the number one though.
Yeah,
there's no good horror movies out anymore.
Well, call it to pick number two. Call it to be number one of the new releases. You can do that.
What's
I grant you permission. No. Just call Prom Night to be number one of the new releases. Go with that. Tell you what, I'll do that too, because that's only fair. God bless it. There's fucking nothing out. Okay, I'm going with Street Kings.
So you're going number one with
that? God damn it. It's either that or Smart People. Yeah, Street Kings. Number one of the new movies.
Okay.
And put me down for number one, also 21 overall. I'm going double whammy. I'm going double or nothing.
I haven't even seen the previews for this.
No, exactly. You heard it here first.
That's how good it's going to be.
Yeah.
We're recording and we're not recording.
I just don't think Prom Night has it.
I'm going to split you $100
each. I don't think it's going to be Prom Night. Come on, people. Sure. Get real.
I don't think it's going to be $100 either, or Prom Night either.
I mean, you should actually sit in with us and do this.
Yeah.
You don't think it's going to be Prom Night because you have a good taste, but the general public doesn't. Oh,
I don't think I have the greatest taste. I just think I have some part of, I don't know.
You know how to spend your money.
Yeah. Occasionally. Well, all right. Well, there we have it. So, if you watch Prom Night, go run onto the street and kill yourself.
And if you've seen Star Trek VI, go shoot yourself.
Oh, crap.
Too late.
What you picked last week?
Well, we couldn't podcast last week because John's, the charger was screwed up.
On our mixer.
Before. Did you see if you were actually right?
Yes.
Yeah, we check every day. I think I was negative $250 in the
Did
hole.
We check last week? How we did, actually?
Yeah.
We screwed up big time today.
What?
You're fired. It's not me. I refuse to take responsibility.
I'll blame.
Do we have the results from last week? Go ahead. Look through your notes.
No, we didn't pick anything last week.
No, the week before that.
Yeah, we already did.
Last week we were supposed to review our picks of the week prior too.
Yeah.
Okay, so
now you're negative 50, I'm negative 250.
What did we pick the week before?
You picked 21 to be number one.
Oh,
I did?
I
picked superhero movie.
Who's right? Who's right? I'm plus. I'm plus.
Now you're
50.
Negative 150.
Fuck.
We were both negative 150, fuck. And then you won $100.
It's going to get explicit tag on it. All right. Okay.
Or a porno groove.
Okay, but we're out, if you haven't already tuned out.
I have.